Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy?
Yeah.
We were taught growing up, women wanted to be wined and dined.
You got to step up.
Fabulous gifts.
Yeah. You got to flash it.
Ladies, you, aside from men, spend a fortune keeping themselves looking nice, thinking that's what we want as men.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So that's all changed.
Well, look, Tommy, if this study is to be believed, you're right. That has all gone the way of the dodo.
So it's all schlubs.
Okay, I need you to be open-minded.
I am. I'm open-minded.
There is like legitimate information here that if you listen.
Go listen.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. A company called Talker Research found in a new study that frugality, saving money, is sexy.
Okay, but as a you're not married yet.
Nope.
You're dating.
Yes. Just frugality in general, whether you are dating, whether you are married, what you find attractive in a partner.
Coming up short.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans say they find frugality attractive.
Oh, attractive.
Just over one half. You ready to watch his head explode?
Yep.
Just over one half of Americans said using a coupon on a date was perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, if you're not expecting a a knob.
You got a coupon for that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what that coupon ain't good for. A late night nub. Which would be a great name for a dad cover band.
No, it wouldn't. Don't name your dad cover band Late Night Nub.
No, it's what he's hoping for.
Yeah, he ain't going to get it playing in a dad cover band.
With a coupon.
Yeah, you can't break out a coupon. If you imagine being on a first date.
What if she broke out the coupon?
First of all, I'm paying. It's first date.
I'm paying. It's a first date.
If she insisted? Like, I got a coupon for this place.
Oh, my God. I'm out.
Like, so that would bother you enough.
She's lame, man.
No, so you're...
So you don't like her trying to save you money.
No, because coupon chick ain't putting out.
You're in the...
If she got a personal coupons on a first date...
Careful what you say.
Bro, wait a minute. What you say about your wife all the time? Saving money and you're running your mouth like this?
But I paid for all the dates.
You live in her house?
Later. That was later.
Like, it's so funny to hear you be like, yeah, I'm the man. I pay for things. You're literally squatting in Pittsburgh in her house.
Man, a woman saving money? What a turnoff.
And it goes further.
What?
So not only do two-thirds of Americans say they find frugality attractive.
Yeah.
Not only do over one-half of Americans say a coupon on a date was perfectly acceptable. Over one-third of Americans say they would be impressed if a date used reward points to pay for a date. Not fine with impressed. So, like, I got, you know, my Red Robin points. Hey, burger. One of these burgers is free.
Yeah, because you got to explain that to the server, right?
Yeah.
Like in the middle of our meal, yeah. I have to break down the chintz report.
Okay, but again, not they would be impressed. One third of Americans would say, wow.
What's so impressed about that?
What's so impressed? Well, first of all, they probably speak English better than you.
But you know what
What's
I mean.
What's so impressed about that? And to wrap up the numbers I have for you.
Yeah.
One half of Americans say they are now happy to split the bill on a first date.
Wait, mm-hmm. Go Dutch.
Yeah. Yep. Wooden shoes and all.
That's insane.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why are you not buying any of this?
Because I'm going to go on a first date.
Yes.
And we're going to split the bill right down the middle, or like I had this, you had that.
We don't get that specific. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, but it kind of ruins the atmosphere of the date. Like a first date should be like a fantasy. Almost. Hey, like, you know
question.
What I mean?
Are you on this first date?
Yes.
All right, well, there goes that.
Fantasy Tommy.
It's Fantasy Tommy? What, you're in a coffin?
But you know what I mean, man? It just kind of waters down the whole mood.
I don't think so. I think it makes it more, less of a commitment, I think, more casual. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I think I would be more likely to insist on splitting it if I didn't really know where it was going.
So I get where you're coming with that.
But we're talking about a first date.
We're talking, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. It says.
Like, I'm not sure if I'm fully interested yet, but we'll see where this goes. So I may feel more obligated to split the bill so I don't feel as guilty about you paying for it if it's not going anywhere.
Okay, I get where you're coming with from that, Kimmy. But the way that these numbers are lined up here in this study, I think it suggests something else.
What's up?
That maybe people's priorities are changing when it comes to finances and what's attractive. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. To the people that are dating right now, do you see what we just told you? That two-thirds of Americans find frugality attractive. That just over one half of Americans said using a coupon on a date was perfectly acceptable. That one in three said they'd be impressed if the date used reward Ooh. Points for a date. Do you see that actually happening when you're out meeting people? And do you want to be in a relationship with someone who just spends money to spend money?
All right.
Because that's what we've been taught.
Right.
Throw it around. I want you to walk through this with me.
I'm listening.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, we have spent all kinds of money on women.
Yes.
Money we did not have.
Oh, no, you did not.
And the goal, bless you, Kimmy,
thank you,
was to make them think we had money
right.
that we didn't actually have.
Right.
Well, it's hard to make a woman think you have money when no one has money, which seems to be trending in that direction
okay.
right now. Okay. If they see you just blowing through cash, even on them, maybe there is a fear that they are getting involved with someone who is not financially responsible. We do know that money is the leading cause of divorce in America, and that was before things started getting wild. The collective experience we've had as Americans the last 5-6 years may be pushing folks towards people that can do more with less.
It doesn't sound like a very fun... Like when you go on a date like that, like first date, there's that nervous anticipation. You're excited. You don't know where this is going.
Sure.
You know, your mind's racing. It kind of like waters it all down.
Why?
It's just like, hey, you're just going out to eat. You know what I mean? It's just like a night out. But it's not like fun.
Okay.
If I had to anticipate and worry about coupons and Marriott points, you know what I mean? Not interesting.
One, I wouldn't take her to a hotel restaurant for a first date.
No, I got a lot of Marriott points.
This is a good thing.
You look like a tightwad. Like, what broad wants to be with a tightwad?
One half of them, at least according to this study.
By the way, like, hotel, like, I would think you would impress somebody with, like, hotel, flight points, things like that, because I would think, like, oh, you must must travel a lot.
Okay.
You must, like, go off and do fun things.
All right.
Why are you fighting this? This is a good thing.
I just, the way I was raised, and I always think, like, you know.
Well, okay, stop, time out, I'm sorry. You say it was the way you were raised.
Yeah.
Literally every story you tell about your father makes him look like a narcissistic, misogynistic piece of crap.
But yeah, and I didn't pick up on that.
No, not at all. This is the way I was raised, from this horrible monster that I talk about all the time on the show. So what choice do I have?
But I'm also thinking, like, if she's, like, chintzy, tightwad, too, man, this chick ain't going to be any fun. Like, if I'm on a date with a woman, and the first thing she's worried about, the bill and the cost and the tip, where's this going?
Like? Sex is free, man.
Huh?
Sex is free.
Is it going to be sex? Does she even shave?
T- Time out.
Like, did you groom for this date?
Why?
Or am I getting wiry bush at the end of this Dutch date?
Why?
She's trying to save you money, and you're turned off by it.
And okay, I've got a paper shredder down there.
She's telling you, like, I'm perfectly fine with splitting things.
I want to get to that. I'm sorry. Okay. I feel like we can't blow by what just happened.
I was just going to ignore it, but.
Why would a cheap woman be less likely to trim her pubic hair?
Because she's not into the date, man. She's not even spiffing it up.
What?
She ain't
well,
grooming
if she's
that
not
thing.
Into the date, that sounds like more of a you problem she than a financial
me,
problem.
Man. First date, that thing should be Oak Hill. And I'm Mike Bluck.
That's a good reference.
You
like
know
that,
it, man, because really he got a hole in one, baby.
252 WCMF.
And Rory was standing right there.
Now you have Rory McIlroy watching you have sex with this woman?
Hey, that'd be a hell of a date, man. I got the number one Irishman backing me up.
What would it sound like if Rory McIlroy was watching you have
sex? Oh, you got it right in there. Right in there with that shillelagh. Good one, Larry.
I don't remember him sounding like that at all.
You don't hang around much.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this study that is suggesting that Americans are finding frugality more attractive. In fact, 2/3 of Americans said just that. Over 1/2 said using a coupon on a date was perfectly acceptable. Over 1/3 said they would be impressed if a date used reward points to pay. Paul writes us on Instagram,
Paul.
Duffy.
Hey, Paul.
Duffy at WCMF.
Paul's a big spender.
The easiest way to get it. He says, my girlfriend is Queen Coupon, where I'm like Tommy, and I don't give an F about reward points or coupons. She scolded me about paying for everything. If you're on the same page as the woman that you're with, the person you're with, when it comes to that, it makes your life so much easier.
But I'm not. I mean, my wife and I aren't even on the same page on tipping.
And all you do is talk about all the friction it causes in your house when it comes to the coupons and the money and all that stuff.
But I don't want to look like a shortchanger, man.
Okay, but the only person that matters is your spouse, right, in the long term.
I know, but...
I
feel like a big shot.
You live in someone else's house, you dumbass. All right, 252-WCMF. 252-9263. They do get deeper into this study.
Yeah, what they say.
We'll get to that in a second. But we got a whole bunch of folks waiting on hold. I do want to hear from a lady here. And Kimmy, I didn't mean to cut off your point earlier. I'm sorry. I wanted to go back and talk about pubic hair. I agree. You were talking.
Oh, we got a little off topic there.
You were talking about how Tommy should want this to be true.
Yeah, it's just so weird that like you're fighting it so hard because she's wanting to split the bill or use points or whatever. It doesn't. I mean. I wouldn't say it's a reflection of how much she likes you. She just wants to figure out the bill a different way.
Kinda
and if she
it.
Doesn't like you, well, then you saved money. Like, that's you know what I mean?
It's the best case scenario.
What if it kills the mood? Like, this thing is going good.
Again, you're
but
on this
only
date?
Killing. But here's the thing. It's only killing the mood for you, and I can't understand why. It's not if she insists, it's not killing the mood for her. It's going to kill the mood for her if you say, no, let me pay. I'm the man.
Wait, was that you doing Tommy being a man?
Yes.
What does that sound like?
I'm Tommy and I'm a man. No, honey, let me get this one with my broke ass.
I don't know why he'd say he was broke when he's trying to show off. Robin writes us on Instagram. I got the wrong one here. Let's go to the phones. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Amanda. Oop. Amanda, thanks for waiting. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda.
How are you?
Good. What do you got?
When I'm at first date with my husband now, I offered one because, you know, kind of testing the water, and he absolutely said no and paid the bill. And quite frankly, if some man told me I had to split it, I would... already be like, okay, so if someone breaks in my house, I have to man up now because you can't man up. Like, if you can't pay the first date bill and have chivalry to me, it's kind of like, okay, friend zone.
All right, can I ask a question? And I understand that idea, and I'm okay with it if a woman feels that way. But, like, what do you do for a living, Amanda?
I'm an educator.
You are an educator, and you will not date a man who is not willing to pay for that stuff. And you,
I also see their circumstances. So to me, chivalry is not dead. Don't take me to a place you can't afford more than one or two times or three times, because, you know, then you're kind of already lying. So that's a red flag. And then
Wait. So hold on. You tie money to masculinity because you say, I got to man up and take care of this stuff if you're not going to pay for the first bill. But then on the other hand, you go, don't take me to a place you can't afford to do it because you're lying to me.
Right, but that would be a lie.
But those two things, I mean, those two things don't really line up, unless, Kimmy, you're hearing something different.
No, I'm saying that, like, if you can put all the bells and whistles on for date number one and you try to over-masculinate yourself...
Masculine.
Then you can't keep
really
doing it
took down Superman.
Then you kind of lied.
Okay. All right, Amanda, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. She's on your side.
I'm confused because I thought she said, maybe I misunderstood in the beginning, but I thought she said she would be thrown off if he didn't let her split the bill.
Yeah, but then she said...
The way I understood it...
But then don't overspend on something you can't afford.
I thought she said, like, don't take me out someplace nice and the next day... The next time, not so nice.
I think she said all of those things.
But then she said, if you're not going to pay for the bill, if somebody breaks in the house, I got to be the man.
Yeah, because you ain't got no bank.
Because if you don't have money, you're not masculine.
Yeah.
Or at least on the first date, I guess.
Okay.
Right.
Sarah writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, personally, fiscal responsibility is attractive.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's hot.
Someone that usually drops money on stupid stuff is a turnoff because it tells me down the road you may make a $7,000 purchase out of impulsivity. Your Majesty, I added the Your Majesty. Mm. But a man that used a coupon or reward points says they value their money. Going along with what Sarah just said on Instagram. There is one more number I would like to read you.
What's that?
One half of people in this study said they had been turned off by a date that was flashing with cash.
All right, that's a little different if you try to be big time.
You literally just said you got a big time.
Well, to a
you use the words big time.
Look, we know guys that spend, we know guys that flash. There is a difference.
You are. You
that
don't know the
it around.
You think you know the difference of flash and what you wear. What you wear into this room, you think you know the difference. You got your mad bag made out of leather. You're getting walking around in your taupe, tatted taupe gym shoes. What the hell's wrong with you, you bitch-ass bitch? Go ahead, Kim. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, what would be the difference between flash and spending on a first date? How could I tell the difference?
I mean, a flashy guy, he's selling it too hard.
Okay.
I think you got to be subtle with it.
I don't know if most people know subtlety. If you're trying to impress, I think that may be a tough difference. Yeah, it may be tough to tell the difference.
No, come on, Kimmy. You're not giving men enough credit that we have the nuance to understand what the difference between flash.
Well, don't be too braggy. You know what I mean?
Not men, no.
No. Well, you know, you got to dial it back.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
What?
You're an idiot. A man who's never tried too hard at anything in his life. Jeremy's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Can you imagine talking like this all the time and trying to educate people?
You're being mean, Jeremy.
So, I'm being mean, huh? Okay.
I think I enjoyed Jeremy's girl voice.
So we found that Kimmy does a great Tommy trying to be tough
like
voice.
It's kind of like Tommy. It's my impression of Tommy. Jeremy's doing my impression of Tommy.
But Jeremy, you were saying.
I laughed loud enough while I was on hold to listen to your Tommy Mann voice that somebody looked into my office window because they thought maybe I was dying or something. It was really good. Listen, there's a benefit to using stuff on a first date, which is you know what you're going to get down the road. If somebody's using a coupon or trying to watch their money and they're actively sharing that with you, you know that that's going to be the case for the long run. As opposed to somebody trying to show off and then maybe in a couple months, you know, they're not showing off anymore. You're getting a different side of a person. They're being way more honest up front, which I think is a benefit.
Not to Tommy. I'm lying guy.
I want a wet tip, man.
A wet tip?
Yeah, that's why I'm out.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you want, what was it, Oak Hill that you said down there?
Yeah.
What, hardwoods with a swastika? Way to go, Tommy.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Jeremy. Jacob writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us.
Yeah.
Guys should be buying dinner, especially on a first date.
Yes.
Don't be cheap.
That should be like a law.
So then how do gay couples handle that?
Hmm.
Well, who's...
Hold on. Excuse me. Yep. Let me buckle up real quick. Hey, Kimmy, pleasure working with you.
No, you brought it up.
I asked a question.
Pleasure working with you.
Well, we're waiting for your answer.
Yeah. How do gay couples, if the man is supposed to pay, same-sex couples handle that?
Well, lesbian couples, anyway.
Hold on.
Before you say something terrible, I'm going to say whoever asks the person out on a date pays for
it. Kimmy, you didn't hear his point earlier. No. Lesbian couples,
I think the roles are kind of determined pretty quick. Like, who's more assertive? Right?
I don't drag me into this. I asked you a question.
I would say who's more the leader of the couple.
Leader of the pack.
Right. Okay. Would be more the...
How do you know?
The authoritarian.
Yeah. So wait. So you're saying as a dude in a straight couple, you are the authoritarian.
Yes.
You are the leader, so you must pay in this situation.
I would
How
think
is
like
that not a turn off?
Well, you don't say it.
No, give me.
I'm the dictator here, but in a gay couple, like, you know, one guy asks the other guy out, so he's a little bit more aggressive than the other guy. Maybe the other guy's a little bit shy.
Okay, so
I'm going to say the shy guy would be the one that ain't paying.
I mean, he kind of made your point. He just took him ten minutes to get there.
Well, I'm trying to be nice.
Why would you not be nice?
I think that sets the tone for the rest of their lives together.
Okay.
Right?
I am not dancing this dance with you, Patrick Swayze. You're dancing alone.
Like I even said, like, you know, people fall into their roles.
In a relationship.
Based on their personality.
Yeah, like, for example, you bought dinner first for your wife.
I did.
And now you have a house that she lives in that you pay for.
That was a hell of a dinner, buddy. Yeah.
Lesbian couples. We
have some people in this building we could ask to get the real
I don't need
answer.
To ask. Them.
You should ask
because they're
them.
All over the place.
What are you talking about?
I don't think they know.
You don't trust her opinion?
The
person that's actually in a gay relationship?
I don't know because she's all over.
It's called a regationship, Kimmy.
I said that's your lover, and that apparently was wrong.
No, it's not that it was wrong. It just made you sound like you were writing a Dickens novel.
Yes.
It's her girlfriend.
Well, I thought that it was a little bit more, so the more of a lover.
What would be more than a girlfriend?
I mean, a girlfriend sounds childish when you're a certain age.
Partner.
I think when you get to be a certain age, that's your lover.
So before you were engaged, you called your wife your lover.
Oh, yeah.
No, you shut up!
I love her, baby.
We're taking a break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A person like this,
yeah,
at this age, in this place,
oh,
it's nothing you'd expect.
All right.
And maybe what makes this story and so many like it so dangerous is exactly what makes it so strange. Because we talked yesterday about what age road rage kicks in.
Yeah.
And this story, I think, goes along with the theories both of you guys had. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It comes to us from Eastview Mall. Sunday afternoon, there was a hubbub, and it wasn't just about the Memorial Day sales.
Oh.
Police were called for reports of menacing in the parking lot of the P.F. Chang's. when they got there, they discovered it was a road rage incident.
And right inside the parking lot.
The parking lot of the P.F. Chang's. Now, we don't know what led up to the incident, but authorities say a 54-year-old woman brandished a knife during the incident.
Damn.
She was arrested, charged with second-degree menacing. She has a court date coming up. A 54-year-old woman with a knife
pulls a blade
on account of road rage, according to police. And I know that finding a parking spot in that section of Eastview during busy time can be tough. But you would have to think that there is no way the alleged victim in this story had any inkling that a woman of that age would be, one, packing a weapon, two, would take it out. And I mean, thank God the situation didn't get more out of hand. If the allegations are true, by the way, we don't know the gender of the person who called the cops because
the knife.
That's
what I was wondering. The victim in the story, I guess maybe I could see pulling out a weapon if it was like a big man or something.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Do you think a man would be intimidated enough by a 54-year-old woman with a knife to call the cops?
I think it's just the fact that she pulled it out, maybe.
Depends how big that knife is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what would she
that's
say?
That's a knife.
She's Australian, too.
Yeah, we were at Outback earlier. It says Outback on the song.
But then Sean Connery showed up all of a sudden after the Australian guy left. That's really weird how that worked out. So, Kimmy, I agree with you.
Yeah.
That just seeing the knife would be enough to call the cops.
Yeah.
But never underestimate, based on Amanda's call a second ago, what men see as making them look emasculate.
Mm.
Because if you're a big old tough guy.
It could have been a young guy. It could have been like a teenage kid.
Okay.
I guess it's also like you just don't expect trouble at that particular area of the county.
From this kind of woman, a 54-year-old woman. I mean, look, also keep in mind, it's like they always say, if you get in a knife fight, you're going to get cut. So the right thing to do when that knife comes out is to call the cops. All right, so 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To all you men out there listening, would you feel like a sissy being threatened by a 54-year-old woman with a knife enough where you would call the cops?
Hmm.
Because, I mean, you would get the last laugh there, Tommy.
Yeah.
Would you call the cops if a 54-year-old woman pulled a knife on you?
Oh, yeah. I ain't getting out of the car.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, no, let's say you're out of the car already.
I'm out of the car.
You're out of the car. Something happens.
And she pulls a blade.
And she goes, you're arguing with her back and forth. Blade comes out. So you're going to call the police.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
What do you think of me?
Well, no, I'm trying to think of what your 911 call would sound like.
Was,
Hello, I'd like to report my panties are all bunched up in my vagina. I need you to come help me out right now because there's a lady that showed me a knife. It's a knife, and I got Sean Connery next to me. He saw the same thing.
So you brought tight panties to a knife fight, did you? So what do you – but if you – let's say you don't call the cops.
Okay.
And she starts – slashing it.
Okay, well, that was.
What do you do?
No, look, I agree.
Back up?
I agree.
Do you try to grab it from her?
No, I don't want to engage in a fight with a 54-year-old. Well, look, I agree with you. I would also call it cops. I'd just be a dick. But you're right. Like, because even, let's say you did engage with her. Now you are in fear for your safety. She's coming after you. Even in that situation, from a distance, everyone watching would think you are the aggressor here. So the only safe thing to do is to call the cops.
Right.
In fact, and call the cops.
It would be wildly irresponsible not to call the cops, even if there wasn't a swing in of a knife in.
Yeah.
Do you think a guy would call the cops just because he'd be afraid something would happen to his car?
Hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like it scratched up my car or something.
Could. I think you're thinking about your own ass first.
Well, yeah, you don't want to put the knife there.
No.
But Yeah, but I mean, if you're willing to call the cops, it could be more like property damage reasons.
Okay, to that point, Kimmy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just thinking like she's coming at you, though.
Well, okay, now again, she's not accused of brandishing the knife. She's accused of presenting it, which is menacing.
I present this knife.
Exactly. I don't know if she had to say it for that to be. But Kimmy, I do wonder, to your point, right, at what time in this interaction would it become real? Like, I feel like I'm in danger.
How long would it take you to pull out your phone?
Or even, like, I mean, there are guys that I'm sure would feel like just because you saw a knife, you wouldn't feel threatened. I mean, she would have to do something with it.
Or what she's saying while she's holding the knife, too.
Like, I'm going to stab you with this knife?
Right, or like, I mean,
but
like...
But she wasn't arrested for threatening, just menacing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same thing.
No. So, from stories we've had before, and I could be wrong, 252-WCMF, believe it or not, we're not lawyers.
Yeah.
Menacing is just... showing, like, you can get in trouble for menacing for just having a gun on you if you go and like confront someone during an argument, whereas like threatening somebody,
all right, then
like,
I gotta say
or present like, hey, this is a knife,
I'm
pointing it at you. Right. Check me out here. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 54-year-old woman. She was in the Eastview parking lot outside of PF Chang's. Police say that during a road rage incident, she brandished a knife. She was arrested for second-degree menacing. Salt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I'm running. When any blade weapon comes out, it's time to run. Even trained professionals won't argue that. Then you call the police.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get in my car. I don't think I'm going to run. I'm just going to get in my car.
So what if she smashes the window?
But I don't want to be like, like, now I got a woman chasing me around the parking lot.
I love how
running.
I love how, like
Chucky.
Okay, is that what you would be stabbing?
Well, that's how Chucky stabbed.
That's probably an accurate comparison.
All the way around, right? The outfit, everything. The eyeballs.
I love how a second ago you're like, it's not emasculating to call the cops. I don't want to be running from a woman with a knife. That's what you should be doing.
No, I want to get in my car and call. I don't want to be taken off either.
Troy writes us on Instagram. Most Karens are in their 50s and they're crazy as F. So yeah, call the cops. That's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm. That they're all crazy?
Well, like, the older a woman gets, the more likely she is to potentially hurt you.
All right. What if she doesn't look like somebody that could hurt you?
What do you mean?
I mean, she's a very small petite woman.
Yeah, but she's still got a knife.
All right.
And again, like, I could make that argument.
Yeah. What?
But that argument came from your side of the room.
Be a fair fight.
Yeah, it wouldn't, because she's got a knife.
I mean, your superpower is your ability to hide, and you can't hide anywhere. Yeah. You're not outrunning her.
Can't hide from a knife. Put that on a t-shirt. Sell the rock show. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, I don't know where to start. So, for me, the smaller the chick is, the more terrifying it is when they finally snap. And the second thing I was going to bring up is when I was in the Air Force in basic training, I had no problem with the male drill instructors yelling at me because I expected that. It's when the female drill instructors started yelling at us. That's what threw me off, because, like, at that point in my life, women aren't supposed to really yell at people. And so I will admit this, I've had female drill instructors make me cry because it was just a complete mind ass.
I kind of get that. And it's funny, too, like, at that age, women are supposed to yell at you, then you get married.
Your mom never yelled at you?
Yeah.
Well, no, but, like, not in that way. My mother never...
But, yeah, so, like, for me, this, I would be scared because it's, like, it's a woman... busted out a knife. I'm like, yo, where are the cops?
Well, it's weird that you have that take.
Yo, where are the cops?
It's weird you have that take based on, you know, what had happened to Ben before.
What happened?
Well, no, he was out in the PF Chang's parking lot.
Yeah.
And there was a woman that presented a knife at him.
What happened?
And he went to go say, hey, stop that. But she dove at him, hit him right in the tongue.
That spicy chicken wing and spring roll that hurts me no more. It's now the duck sauce is getting into the cut.
Ben, great call, buddy. Thanks for the day. Ben crying because female drill instructors are screaming at. I wonder if that's a common occurrence for guys.
Just because you've never been screamed at like that before from a woman?
No, I mean,
well, I've been insulted.
No, but like.
No, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. Like, why would it hurt more, I guess, coming from a female?
It just doesn't
superior.
Happen that often.
18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Think about that. I was never screamed at like that by a woman at 18 years old. changed fast.
Yeah.
19, 20, 21. But at 18, that had not happened yet.
Yeah, true.
So yesterday, we talked about a kid from Greece who was accused in a road rage incident of hitting two pedestrians with his car.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are okay, by the way. Kimmy, your take was 20 years old was too young for road rage.
Felt like a little young to be that angry behind the wheel, yeah.
And both of you had that take, right? You said it's around 40 when it starts.
Yeah, when things start building up in your life.
But now that we're having this conversation about gender and age and road rage, does road rage burn hotter in a 50-something-year-old man or a 50-something-year-old woman?
Oh, man.
You think so?
For sure, because guys want to control everything.
Usually, like the stories we talk about are men getting out of their cars with weapons.
No, I mean, I don't disagree with you, and men do burn hotter, but I'd like to present an alternate theory.
Oh, what's that?
I mean, women, every man has been punched in the face.
Yeah.
At least that's a hothead, right? So there are consequences you're aware of.
Yeah.
Whereas women, and thank goodness, that doesn't happen all that often.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, it's like a bad, this is going to sound bad, but like when it comes to the hothead dude versus hothead woman, it's like bad dog syndrome. If you have an owner of a dog that doesn't yell at their dog for doing something bad, they're going to keep doing bad stuff.
All right.
Now, granted, men are stupid and stubborn enough to continue to keep doing bad stuff after getting punched in the face. But if you've never been punched in the face, you don't know how far that line is.
You never suffered a consequence.
Exactly. Right. And if you've never suffered a consequence, maybe you're more likely to pop off.
So you're thinking that's women.
I don't know.
Well, you're saying if she's done it before, maybe people are less likely to do something about it,
which would
call the cops.
Or which would lead her to either handle themselves or call the cops, which would lead her to continue to do that.
I suppose.
Think it out loud here.
All right.
I think as we wrap this story up,
yeah.
The alarming thing about knife on a lady...
Tonight, knife on a lady tonight. What?
We've been doing a lot of guys and dolls lately.
I know.
You know, the other weapons you think of, right?
Yeah.
Gun, taser, stun gun. You can argue women have them.
I'm going to say they're going to be more likely to have some type of self-defense weapon on them.
It's protection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
And they have it literally right on them, probably in a purse or bag of some sort.
So in case you're attacked, gun, taser, stun gun,
yeah.
You know, I have it. Harder to argue that with a knife.
Yeah.
Right? You need to know how to use that sucker. Mm. And if you wanted something inexpensive and easy to carry, you could go get mace.
Yes, you can.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like knife always looks bad. Man, woman, it's hard to argue. If I'm a guy and I'm, you know, I got my multi-tool.
Yeah.
Although I guess this woman, I mean, it is, you know, Eastview gets a weird mix of, like, country folks from the East.
Oh, yeah, you do.
So this woman could be a ranch hand.
Oh, it could have been.
Working on a farm.
A utility knife.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, the type of knife would definitely.
One of them big old buck knives.
Okay. Why would a woman have a big buck knife?
Because she works in a ranch. She could be a horsewoman.
Well, why would you carry
Was she a big old ranch and horsewoman?
Why would you not
take
it?
Well, that could be like her. Yeah, I mean.
You know what
I don't think it's out of the question.
Buck knife?
She steps out of that car.
I thought you meant like more of a...
No, Crocodile Dundee.
Gotcha.
She steps out of that car. She's going to tell you something.
Yeah.
There is 10 tough bitches in this town. Nine of them sent me birthday cards. And you know what they said?
What's that?
Happy birthday, bitch.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two ways to look at this.
What's that?
Either we're getting all the bad stuff out of the way now,
okay,
which is good, or this is a terrible omen. Because, Kimmy, when they signed this guy, this was the biggest fear.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
They haven't even done anything yet.
I guess we knew it was a possibility.
Hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So the Buffalo Bills are back at voluntary off-season training activities this week.
Yeah.
And there are three interesting things happening.
What's going on?
One, Josh Allen is getting married on May 31st, at least according to Deion Dawkins. But despite that, he is at camp.
Yeah, it's a worker.
So he gets married 3 days from now, although it is kind of funny. Like, you know, what's he doing for his wedding?
Yeah.
Picking up the suit.
Yeah.
He's probably even got something to do.
Bro, it's already set.
All right, so Josh is there. Every member of the Buffalo Bills was at OTAs.
Wow.
Step one.
Who didn't show?
James Cook has yet to report to Orchard Park, Bills running back, this spring. This is now his second voluntary workout that he's missing.
Yeah.
He wants his new contract. He's not getting the contract that he wants. He put his home up for sale in Orchard Park.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. Also not ideal. But this doesn't get serious until he misses like a legit training camp practice here in Rochester.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Okay. We're fine. The more concerning story.
What's that?
Joey Bosa, defensive end, was the biggest name free agent to sign with the Bills this offseason.
Yeah.
He is an edge rusher who gets after the quarterback hard when healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's been the knock on him. In the last three seasons, I believe he has missed more games than he's played.
Been banged up.
Yeah. And the hope was, with the Bills signing him to a one-year contract, he was going to stay healthy this year.
Yeah.
He's hurt.
How bad? Do you know?
McDermott said yesterday he is dealing with a calf injury, and he is likely out until training camp.
Yeah, and this is just doing some base stuff, right? Like, I don't know how hard they're practicing right now.
I have a question.
What's that?
Yeah.
Question. How does this happen? You didn't even do anything. weren't even doing anything.
I know it's bad, but I do feel like the Bills have kind of lucked out with the signings of other guys in the last few years that like had injuries that didn't show up when they were in Buffalo.
Okay.
So it almost kind of felt like they were like due for a miss.
Oh, don't say that. We just started. How does...
Well, the guy's older, right? I mean, he's been around
a while. Not that old.
He's not that old.
Like, late, was he, what, late 20s, early 30s?
Well, that's old for this league.
I mean, not for a defensive end.
All right.
He's 29.
29 years old. He's not even 30. He's Josh's age.
Well, Josh is getting up there.
He's not getting up there, and his calves work just fine. Both of them. Both of his calves work just fine. How do you get hurt? Involuntary OTAs are working out of the offseason.
Those usually are the more concerning injuries, I think.
The calf?
Those are the lingering injuries that never seem to go away.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
We're not at total disaster right now. I mean, it's not a great thing.
Still time.
Yeah.
Which
still
one?
Plenty of offseason.
Or Bosa?
Bosa. Well, yeah. Both of them. But, I mean, when it comes to Bosa, I mean, Kimmy, you're right. There's still time. That being said, it's not ideal that a guy that you sign that is supposed to be an impact player is not, he's got to learn a new defensive scheme and he's out there doing it, right? Sitting there in his short pants.
Well, he can watch and figure it out.
Different. These guys, I'm telling you, man.
And I don't know.
Defense looks so easy.
Do these guys hang around much after they get hurt, especially for like the voluntary stuff?
I mean, he's got to learn how to play in this defense. So, yes, he would have to be here.
It's going
to
be that complicated.
Yes, it's that complicated.
Knock a guy on his ass.
So, what is defense? Explain it to me.
Knock a guy on his ass.
No, it's not knock.
You break things. You get to be a dick. Like, the defense looks like they have all the fun because you just get to, like, push people around. There's no timing to it.
Yes, there is a ton of timing to it.
Yeah, get that guy.
Rolls.
Go get him.
What's a stunt?
What's a stunt?
Is there an echo in here?
It's when you perform an acrobatic move.
And that's like the base of everything,
well,
right?
Well, I would think like too, especially McDermott's defenses, like they all
nuts.
Move together. Like I think that's a really coordinated group of guys.
The system is what makes it work. It's why you can have a guy you signed off.
Look,
the
Joey Hollywood is probably laughing his ass off, rolling his eyes at McDermott.
Joey Hollywood.
Hey, he's from Hollywood. He played in San Diego.
Los Angeles. You see, you got me doing it.
I'm pretty sure that's where Hollywood
is. Joey Hollywood, he played in San Diego.
San Diego, then he went to Hollywood. But he's got to be rolling his eyes at Hillbilly McDermott. I got to play the game.
He's got the best defense in the NFL. Consistently. He's got guys
you've
never
heard. Well, then why'd you bring him in?
What's that?
Why'd you bring Bosa in?
Because you need that guy.
Because I need to fix your ass.
Bro, Bosa is not like the game-changing player you think he is. He's a nice piece.
Well, then don't worry about it.
Well, no, because you need him to be that nice piece. Mm. It would be like you. You suck at this job. But if you didn't show up tomorrow, the show would be harder. You're the Joey Bosa's calf of the break room.
I think I'm a nice piece. Ask your mom.
I don't know football, should I do mom Joey?
Joey Bosa is a great guy.
I don't know. I don't know if he's a great guy. I just want to be able to play football. When you sign a guy that has missed more games the last 3 years
than he's
played.
Why did you get that guy?
That's what I said when we signed him.
It took a risk.
I did like the name, though.
Bosa?
No, I remember him being a tough guy. He was a good guy.
There are a few of them.
Yeah, there's a couple of Bosas.
You may be thinking of a different Bosa.
No, the one who played for the Chargers.
Yeah, but his brother played for the 49ers, and you're probably thinking of him. You just heard the name Bosa.
No, I was thinking, I think I had the right Bosa.
What numbers you wear?
I don't know what number he wears.
Come on. I know that guy. I know that guy real good.
47.
That's not even a defensive end number.
That's a
nobody wears 47. Nobody wears 47.
I got the 7 right.
What's his number?
97.
Oh, I was close.
But I think he's wearing 94. No, he is wearing 97.
He says 97.
All right, 252-WCMF. Joey Bosa is hurt already. The calf injury. He won't practice until training camp. All right, so the Bills, if we want to get deep in this stuff, they hired like new strength and conditioning people because I think they've had an issue with how many injuries have shown up the last couple of years and the weight the guys have been putting on. So hopefully that plays into how
well
it goes.
The new training guy get his calf going?
I mean, there are people that believe there's a correlation between those two things. But let's not get hurt, Joey Bosa.
Take it easy.
Yeah, relax. But also learn what you need to do and be in shape when the season starts.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases. We'll follow it all, case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.